evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's a cold night here in Washington, and like I always say, Washington's a very cold city in the first place. Cold people, cold politics. But fortunately, we're going to heat things up here tonight. We have a very interesting guest who many of you have heard of. I'm sure you heard good things and bad things about him. Well, he's going to be on here tonight. You can actually talk to him yourself if you want, but I'm going to keep him the mystery guest for the time being until he calls in. Very famous man, very infamous man. Anyway, a couple news notes, folks. Two more deaths in Iraq, according to the Washington Post. And I'm not going to burden you with this list every night, folks. I gave a couple names a couple nights ago, but I'm looking here. Two more Americans dead. Amanda Pinson, 21-year-old lady from St. Louis, and Carlos Gonzalez, 22-year-old fella from Middletown, New York. Oh, I'm sorry about that. A third one. Niall Yates III of Lake Odessa, Michigan. Three more dead in George Bush's war that was going to bring democracy to Iraq and end terrorism and, oh, I forget what all else. You know, he just gave a big speech here. I understand he had a town hall here today, too. I missed that, fortunately. I really can't stand to listen to the president speak because mostly, of course, what comes out of his mouth are lies in the first place. But be that as it may, the president, again, he has a couple different explanations as to why we've gone into Iraq. And, of course, you know, it amazes me, of course, that people continue to buy these lies. And, of course, anybody who was listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network during the lead-up to the involvement in Iraq or reading American Free Press, the newspaper that I write for each week, anybody who was reading that publication, you know, knew that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. We knew that there would be a civil war there. And of course, now the president is just saying, well, whoever succeeds him in the White House is going to have to clean up the mess. I mean, talk about chutzpah, you know? The president says he says that people, you know, are disheartened. They don't like beheadings. Well, you know, there wouldn't be people being beheaded in Iraq today, if the United States hadn't turned what was once a relatively stable Middle Eastern country into a cauldron of civil war and death and destruction. So, you know, Let's place the blame where it lies. Rather interesting and amusing news note here. Michael Chertoff, our beloved Homeland Security Secretary, our Homeland Security Chief. Wonderful man, of course. And I am being sarcastic, folks. Sometimes people take me too literally. Michael Chertoff, he wants federal legislation to protect our chemical plants. Well, you know, I've been pounding away at this. Does Mr. Chertoff, is he happy that the Israelis, an Israeli government-owned company, is guarding U.S. nuclear plants? Oh, I have a feeling Mr. Chertoff thinks that's all right, since Israel's our ally. And since, of course, Mr. Chertoff's mother is a native-born Israeli and worked for Israeli intelligence, you know, he's got these special connections with the powers that be, and but now he's raising concerns about these plants. Another interesting point, you know, President, and this goes to show us all, ladies and gentlemen, really what a liar. What a liar and a deceiver the President of the United States is. You know, he would have us believe through his rhetoric that everything is just fine and dandy in Afghanistan since the U.S. Forces went in there and knocked out the Taliban. Well, folks, you know, I mean, we were told the Taliban was just really rotten and really terrible, and they did all sorts of evil things to anybody who wasn't a Muslim. Well, I got a story to tell you about the current Bush-supported government in Afghanistan. Folks, stay tuned. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on the shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our secret mystery guest has joined us, and I'll be bringing him up in a moment or two, but I just wanted to wrap up this piece here in the Washington Times today. It turns out that George Bush, his White House, is seeking mercy for a Muslim man who converted to Christianity and now faces the death penalty in Afghanistan. Now, folks, I always say I don't believe it's the job of the United States. And this may upset some of you, but I don't believe it's the job of the United States to be telling other countries how to run their internal affairs. And I feel very bad for this Muslim man who is facing the death penalty for converting to Christianity. But my point here, folks, is that this man is not facing the death penalty at the hands of the Taliban. He's not facing the death penalty at the hands of the government of Iran, which President Bush has been so relentlessly defaming. He's facing death at the hands of this country, Afghanistan, that Bush has convinced most Americans we've gone in and turned into to America, Middle East. In other words, again, most Americans do not understand or know the truth about what's happening in the world. And that's why we need the Republic Broadcasting Network and American Free Press to bring people the news and the information that they do need to know. Now, we have a couple callers, and you folks are going to have to wait because I want to bring our guest up. He's somebody whose name may not be very well known to a lot of people, but he's probably both famous and infamous for what he has accomplished over the last Good Lord. Well, he's been doing this before, longer than I've been alive, as I like to always remind him. He is the founder of Liberty Lobby and the Spotlight, which, of course, were run out of business by a corrupt conspiracy. He's the founder of the Institute for Historical Review, the once vibrant revisionist institute in California that's since been taken over and eviscerated from within. And, of course, he's one of the founders of American Free Press, the newspaper that I write for here in Washington, not to mention the fact that he's published literally hundreds of books over the years, books which I know many of you have in your personal libraries, books that were published by Liberty Lobby and by the Noontide Press, by the Institute for Historical Review. I mean, the list goes on, and, of course, many of you are familiar with his name, and that's Willis Cardo. So, Willis, come on up.
Well, thank you, Mike. It's an honor to be on your program.
Yeah, I called Willis about 3 minutes before RBN called me, and one of the reasons why I wanted Willis to come on tonight was because he was the one who gave me the idea to read the remarks by Lawrence Dennis that I read the other night on the program, and so many people were just absolutely taken aback by the prophetic views and opinions expressed by Lawrence Dennis. And he was a personal friend of yours, Willis, and I just wanted you to talk about him for a little bit here, among many, many other things, but just kind of let the listeners know what you knew about Lawrence Dennis and how you got to know him and just some of the things that he had to say in the years that you knew him and worked with him.
Well, okay, it'd take probably more than an hour, but I'll do my best. I was introduced to Lawrence Dennis by General Robert E. Wood, who was chairman of Sears and Roebuck. I met him in Chicago one day, and I was on a tour motoring around the country meeting patriots. And so I stopped in Beckett, Massachusetts, and that's where Lawrence Dennis lived. And he was kind enough to invite me for dinner he had two girls, as I recall. And we had a heck of a good time because we agreed on so many things. I would say that probably he contributed more to my own personal intellectual development than anyone I can think of. He was a great talent. He had a style of writing like a machine gun. He would never use a paragraph when two words would suffice. He was the author of four books, I think. The first one is Capitalism Doomed. Then the Coming American Fascism and the Dynamics of War and Revolution. And I reprinted a couple of these titles with the Noontide Press later on with his permission. And but it's out of print now, of course, because the Noontide Press doesn't exist anymore. But Lawrence Dennis was a true son of the revolution, you might say, the American Revolution. He and George Washington would have hit it off right away. Larry, as I call him, his favorite saying was, "There's not a peace cloud in the war boom sky."
That's good. I was hoping you would bring that up. Well, repeat that for the audience. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I can never remember that myself, but I know
it's
you
pretty
can.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not a peace cloud in the war boom sky. And of course, that's a very, very, very important matter, because America has become locked into a deadly syndrome: war, 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 spending, spend, 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 elect, elect, elect. In the words of Harry Hopkins, war is necessary. It's a fatal syndrome. War is necessary to keep production up. Instead of permitting the natural ups, booms and busts of capitalism, capitalism, as any libertarian knows, and as anybody in business knows, you have boom times And then when the market gets saturated, you have downtimes. And these cycles absolutely must be permitted to exist. If they are not, then you have the present situation today, where which was really explained with great laudation by John Maynard Keynes, K-E-Y-N-E-S, a Britisher, who said, well, gee whiz, we can't have these down cycles. We have to spend money. The government has to spend money in order to do away with these down cycles. And this is what's happened. So in order to keep up employment, production, in order to keep up national income, the government has to spend money to prevent these natural downturns. How do you do that? There's only one way to do that. It's war. It's war, perpetual war. We're locked into a cycle now. We're locked into a perpetual war. We can't get out of it. And it gets worse literally every day. You can look at the national debt now. It's up in the $8 trillion range. The interest on it is greater than the entire national debt was just a few years ago. In my view, there's only one way that they can get rid of it, and that's to inflate it away. And I believe, and your listeners, Mike, can do it, believe it or not, but I think that we are facing a period of great inflation, where the government, in order to get rid of this this debt, can only inflate it away, and the more worthless, the cheaper the dollar becomes. Why the less they have to fear from this debt, and so I think that's where we are. I think that we have put ourselves into literally a fatal scenario. These wars have to get bigger, as we have to spend more money. And one of these days, somebody, probably Israel, is going to fire a nuclear weapon at Iran or something like that, and then the fat will be in the fire, and God help the world. The world could be destroyed at that point. I think it's almost inevitable that this is going to happen. And as far as Israel is concerned, I'll get off the subject of Lawrence Dennis for just a moment, if I may. People consider Israel to be a satellite of the United States. Well, of course, the opposite is true. The United States of America is a satellite of Israel. Not only that, but we are paying for Israel. We are paying for our own destruction. To get back to Larry, he published a newsletter called The Appeal to Reason. And when I got back to San Francisco, where I lived at the time, I offered to help him get subscriptions to The Appeal to Reason. And he consented, and we made a deal. I don't know what it was, but anyway, I had a mailing list at that time, just beginning to get it, and I promoted The Appeal to Reason, got him a lot of new subscribers, and he liked that very much, and so we had a very good relationship. Lawrence Dennis saw that this eternal war cycle was the only was absolutely inevitable. And everything that has happened the last 30 years, he foresaw, Mike. It was uncanny. And if your listeners can get his books at the library, I would suggest they do it. I have to warn you though, Larry was not what you call a conservative. He was an iconoclast. He had his own way of thinking. Many of the things he said, I didn't like.
Well,
at all.
There's that evil music, which means we have a break. So I know you'll stay on, and so will our callers who are anxious to come on up. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Washington, of course, is the home base of American Free Press newspaper, the newspaper that I write for. Of course, the website is AmericanFreePress.net, AmericanFreePress.net. And we have as our special guest here, I called him on just about 2 minutes before the program began, Willis Carto, who's really, in many ways, the founder of American Free Press. And certainly, he was the founder of Liberty Lobby and the Spotlight newspaper that from 1955, Liberty Lobby, from 1955 to 2001, was beyond any question prior to its destruction, the premier voice in the American Patriot movement. There are other organizations have come and gone, hundreds of them, but Liberty Lobby was always there, and the Spotlight at one point had a weekly readership that it's safe to say was well over a million people. And now, of course, I was derelict in not mentioning that Willis is also the founder and publisher of the Barnes Review. It's a six times yearly historical magazine, and I want to talk about that in a minute too, but Willis was here discussing his old friend, Lawrence Dennis, who died back in 1976, and pointing out that Dennis had written he wrote four books, very interesting books, and put out a newsletter, The Appeal to Reason. And Willis, you were saying that Dennis's views were very iconoclastic, that you couldn't really categorize them as liberal or conservative or Democrat or Republican, things like that.
Yeah, that's right. He was a very, very independent thinker. And as for myself, I had to pick and choose from what he said, because I myself was a dedicated anti-communist conservative, and he was an independent intellectual and a very, very valuable thinker for anybody to latch on to. I also want to mention one other thing. I'd like to give your listeners a telephone number to call, and I'll repeat it during the course of the program. It's a free number, 877-773-9077. Now they call that and they can get a trial subscription to the American Brew Press for a mere 17 weeks. For $17.76. I'll give it again, 877-773-9077. And if any of your readers out there have not yet subscribed to American Free Press, they're missing the best newspaper in the country, and this rate is only for trial subscriptions.
Well, that's right. And I want to remind Willis, you know, there's another number we use, too, in the advertising here on RBN. It's 888-699-NEWS, 888-699-NEWS. So there's really two numbers that you can choose from right there.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. One thing, Willis, it's interesting. You know, Dennis's last book, which I only have a copy of, a very, very rare book, which you happen to have given to me. You had an extra copy of it. You gave it to me. It's Operational Thinking for Survival. And that title is very, very interesting, I always thought, because it reflects the very iconoclastic, free-thinking approach that Lawrence Dennis took to the problems of the day. He didn't allow himself to be caught in this box of defining himself with any particular label, and that's something that I keep telling the listeners to this program, and this is something that I think we've been conveying in American Free Press and certainly through the spotlight, that these old labels of liberal and conservative really just don't apply anymore.
Oh, you're absolutely right. They certainly don't. As a matter of fact, so many of our subscribers they put their loyalty to the Republican Party ahead of their loyalty to the best interests of the United States of America. I think this is terrible, but so many Americans think I'm a Republican, I hate all Democrats, or I'm a Democrat and I hate all Republicans, and this is exactly what George Washington warned against in his farewell address. And I plead with your readers to please read George Washington's farewell address, and by doing that you get a pretty good idea of Lawrence Dennis's philosophy as far as foreign affairs are concerned as well.
Well, you know, Willis, actually, I think in terms of talking about Lawrence Dennis, and I think this probably applies to you personally and certainly to me, I think the one underlying theme there is that Lawrence Dennis would have described himself as a nationalist and that he was opposed to internationalism.
Well, yes, he was. Mike, I'm so glad you brought him, because that really is the central core of his thinking, that he made very clear in almost everything he wrote that there is no good way to administer or to operate under a philosophy or a policy of internationalism, because internationalism itself is flawed. And there's no way to do it. I was rather amused. George Soros is a very smart guy. He's made billions and billions of dollars. And he wrote a book. I forget the name of it. It's a short book. Jim Tucker, our star reporter, picked it up at the press gallery and picked up a number of comics. He gave me one. And I read it, and the first half of it was absolutely fantastic.
Well, right, we have another break coming up, but then we got about 20 minutes of free time to talk. So hang in there with us, and callers, we'll bring you up eventually. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for more good talk.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and this is Michael Collins Piper here with our special guest, Willis Cardo. If you don't know his name, you do know his work. Hundreds of books published by the Noontide Press and by American Free Press and by Liberty Lobby, including all of my books, I might add. He's the founder of the Institute for Historical Review, which now is, although it supposedly exists, it's essentially defunct. Willis has been around for a long, long time and is a hard-driving publisher. He should mention this, too, Willis. Back in the days before there was internet radio, back in the days when shortwave was kind of a plaything, back in the days when nobody had ever even heard of satellite radio, you were setting up one of the first major satellite radio networks in the country, and expanded it into the Sun Radio Network with Tom Valentine's Radio Free America as the flagship programming. So, in many respects, Willis, you know, you're also responsible for better or for worse for all the all this independent radio talk that we have here today, and it's really blossomed since we started out back in 1987 in the basement of Liberty Lobby with a handful of people crowded around a little telephone receiver sending out that first broadcast of Radio Free America.
Yes, do I remember that. Bob Bartell Mr. Golden Voice, we called him, and he did a heck of a job. We had our own little broadcasting studio down there, and you know, I still have the tapes of the programs that were given at that time.
Yeah, actually, you know, I was, you know, I'm actually kind of mistaken there, because that's right. You had the Bob Bartell broadcast even before we started America, before we started Radio Free America.
Yeah, right. So, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So it goes back even further. And in fact, you know, it occurs to me now, you also launched a television program for Liberty Lobby that was on cable back in the days when people really didn't even know what cable was. So
that's true too.
You know, I guess you're the proverbial man ahead of your time, Willis. But
yeah, maybe that's why I'm so poor.
Well, we were talking about your friendship with Lawrence Dennis, and you know, it also occurred to me that we really got to bring this up. You were also a very good friend of Dr. Harry Elmer Barnes, the really world-famous historian who is really the godfather of historical revisionism in American academic circles, and it's after Harry Elmer Barnes that we named the Barnes Review, the bi-monthly history magazine. So I wonder if you could talk a little bit about Harry Elmer Barnes. I mean, this is a man who's really just a real titan in the historical arena, and he was a personal friend of yours.
Yes, that's right. He became so. Yeah, that's a long story. He lived in Malibu, California. It's north of Los Angeles, right on the ocean. Had a house perched up on the hill. And Elizabeth, my wife and I went to visit him one time. Of course, I was in touch with him by telephone. And I have a picture of him coming up the hill, bringing Elizabeth a bird of paradise, flower. Now, those of you, that's not a very well-known flower. I think it only grows in the tropics. But I have this picture of him. He was not only a historian. He was one of the original revisionist historians. He got into it after the First World War, when he and Charles Beard and many other intrepid historians challenged the German war guilt theory, and they wrote books on it. And of course, it's acknowledged today the First World War was the fault of Britain as well as Germany. It was a terrible, terrible tragedy, but nonetheless, it did happen. And so he was also a sociologist, and he also was a liberal.
He was an advocate of prison reform, if I recall correctly.
Prison reform, yes. He had a big movement going to save the life of a fellow named Carol Chessman, a murderer. And of course, I differed with him very much on that. And just like I differed with Larry on many things. These people were really original intellects. They take a cause, usually the cause of the underdog, just because they like to fight, I guess. But they were hugely effective in their time and influential. And I'm proud to have known them.
You know, Willis, it occurs to me too. Here, we might as well really rattle some cages while you're here. You know, a lot of our listeners are very in tune to what's been happening to David Irving and Germar Rudolph and Ernst Zundel, and they really have very serious questions about this event we know of as the Holocaust. And I think it's probably worth pointing out, and I've mentioned, of course, that you're the founder of the Institute for Historical Review, but even before you founded the Institute for Historical Review, you published what is probably the first major widely distributed book questioning the details of the Holocaust, and that's a book called The Myth of the 6 Million. That's even before Dr. Arthur Butz came out with his book, first published in England, The Hoax of the 20th Century.
You know, and Mike, I'm so glad you missed it. I forgot it, and yet we're now in the throes of bringing out a completely new printing of this book. It is the best short refutation of this nonsense of the Holocaust that's ever been written, without a doubt. It was written by Dr. David Hogan, H-O-G-G-A-N, who was a historian, also a friend of Harry Elmer Barnes, and I met him through Harry Barnes. He was a professor at Stanford, and he wrote a major major work on the Second World War called The Forced War, which was published in Germany first. He couldn't find a publisher in America, and it did 50,000-60,000 in Germany before I even published it. The Noontide Press, of course, we didn't do anything with those numbers, and then of course the Noontide Press was taken over by the courts, and so it hasn't been published yet. But Hogan, David Hogan, Dr. David Hogan, wrote this book, The Myth of the 6 Million. It's a short book. It is the best and the first refutation of the Holocaust myth.
Actually published in the United States. There had been others published in Europe by Paul Rossignol, but if I recall correctly, Willis, I mean, I'm asking you to remember something I only vaguely remember, but did not Dr. Hogan actually, he circulated this manuscript anonymously?
That's right.
Yeah, and I believe, if I recall, see, I'm trying to remember, and I'm asking you to help me remember, I believe that Harry Elmer Barnes gave you the manuscript and said, hey, Willis, take a look at this.
No, not exactly that.
I got
the manuscript from a fellow named Tom Serpico of the Christian Book Club, or the Omni Books, in Hawthorne, California.
Okay.
And he gave it to me. It was a copy of what Hogan had written, turned out on one of the very first copy machines. Mike, you're too young to remember this, but there was a copy machine, the first copy machine I know about. It was sort of a gelatin thing. And you put a piece of paper on it one by one, and you took it off, and you had a copy. And that's what I got hold of. I thought that Harry Barnes had written it. But he didn't. It was written by David Hogan anonymously, and he mailed about 12 copies around the country to various persons he knew would appreciate it anonymously. And so I got it, I read it, and it was so good that I published it immediately with the Noontide Press. And then David Hogan, then he sued me for plagiarism. He had a job. He was a professor at Stanford, and he sued me. And of course, we worked it out, and I published it. The Royal,
but not under his name, obviously. It was by anonymous.
No. I used his name.
Oh! I didn't realize that. I thought it was originally.
Yeah. See, at first I used it. I said it was anonymous, and then he said, it's not anonymous. I wrote it.
Well, so there's a little bit of hidden history for our listeners that they probably never knew before. Willis, you also, you know, you've known, as I'm sitting here talking to you, I realize it occurs to me, you've known quite a number of famous or infamous people. You actually, and I saw the picture of you with him for the first time the other day, you actually knew Otto Skorzeny, the German commando who rescued Mussolini in the closing days of World War II.
Skorzeny was one of the incredibly talented officers of the Third Reich. He was an amazing character, a big guy, big man. Yes, Elizabeth and I, my wife and I, visited him in Madrid, and I have a picture of him. It was taken by Elizabeth on the roof of his apartment building in Madrid, shaking his hand, and you can see the city in the background. I'm very, very proud of that, and yes, I have it on my wall.
Quite an interesting character. Something else that a lot of our listeners and probably a lot of readers of American Free Press don't know is that back in 1970, I think it was 75, it might have been a little bit before, the readers of American Free Press are familiar with Jim Tucker's work covering the Bilderberg meeting every year, and Jim's been doing it, well, basically for about 30 years now. But you yourself, you and Elizabeth, actually covered a Bilderberg meeting for Liberty Letter back in, what was it? It was in Turkey, and it was, I think, in 1975, wasn't it, Willis?
I believe you're right. I believe it was 75. Yes, it was McGeeve, M-E-G-E-V-E, Turkey, held at the Golden Dolphin. That was quite an adventure. I learned about it in advance, and we had gone down to South Africa. That's before South Africa was turned over to the communists, visiting some friends down there. And on the way back, it was timed perfectly, and we went into the capital of Turkey. What is that?
Istanbul. I'm not sure.
That's right.
Okay.
Istanbul. rented a car and traveled down the road looking for a hotel we knew was a Golden Dolphin. And sure enough, eventually we saw this big hotel with the statue of a dolphin out in front of it. That must be it. And I have a picture that I took with my little Minox of the guards around there. Of course, we couldn't get in. But after the meeting, we got in, made friends with the hotel staff, and picked up some very, very interesting notes and paper. I have a note from it's from Prince Bernhard to David Rockefeller, and and then from then on, why every year Jim Tucker was able to find out where they were going to meet, and he followed him to the ends of the earth and did a story.
You know, and of course, Willis, this is the perfect segue into another one of your old acquaintances, and that's the American journalist who first broke the existence of the Bilderberg Group, Westbrook Pegler, the famed journalist from the 1920s through the 1960s. He was a personal friend of yours. He's the one who broke the story of Bilderberg, and he worked very closely with you in Liberty Lobby back in the late 50s and early 1960s.
Yes, he did. I lived in San Francisco then, and picked up a copy of the Hearst paper, the call bulletin, and his column in it told about the meeting of these turkeys in whether meeting in a secret place. I forget.
I think it was St. Simon's Island. Maybe.
That was it. Okay. And so that really made me curious, and I followed up, and so it was the Bilderbergers, and Peg gave me the tip on that. Later on, yes, I did become friends with him, and a matter of fact, he addressed one of our conferences, Mike, about 20 years ago or something like that.
A little more than 20 years ago, a little before I was born, I think, Willis. But
no kidding?
Yeah, I think it was maybe 63 or 64, and that is another segue here, Willis, for somebody else that was a friend of yours and who also was addressed Liberty Lobby meetings, and that's the late Benjamin Friedman,
indeed,
anti-Zionist Jew from New York. He was actually a convert to Roman Catholicism, I believe.
Yes, he certainly was. Ben was one of the finest men I ever knew. He was also a very good friend of Colonel Curtis B. Dow, the beloved chairman of Liberty Lobby for many years. Ben Friedman was a high ranking Jew, very, very wealthy, and he converted to as you say to Roman Catholicism, and he courageously after that he wrote, made speeches and was very active. I remember meeting Ben one time in the house office in the house cafeteria, and I was proud to call him a friend. He was a man of rare courage.
Hey, now Willis, you know we're going down memory lane here, and I think probably the listeners are enjoying this as much as I mean I've heard all these stories before, but I know that most of our listeners haven't. I'd like you to tell a story which particularly amuses me about the time that there's this very famous, and he's now famous, but at the time no one knew who he was, named James Jesus Angleton. He was the third-ranking CIA official, and he was the Mossad's man at the CIA, and as my book Final Judgment points out, at least to my satisfaction, he was a key player in the assassination of John F. Kennedy, among other crimes he committed over the years, and you actually had the audacity to approach Mr. Angleton in a public place one time, and I think our listeners would find the story as funny as I do. So tell the story.
That was great fun. I was having dinner with Victor Marchetti in a restaurant It was a Russian restaurant and some place where a lot of where the CIA guys would always meet. Now Victor was himself CIA. He was sort of a backslider. He slid away. He couldn't. He is a patriotic American. And so we were talking there, and Victor said, "Willis," he says, "there," he says, "that's Angleton." And I looked up, and there was this gaunt spectacle of a man with glasses there, and so I got up with a big grin on my face, and I held out my hand, and I said, "Mr. Angleton, I'm so proud. I'm so happy to meet you. My name is Willis Cardo." And Mike, his eyes widened. He looked like he was going to have a heart attack. Because, of course, he knew all about me. And the last person he expected was me, I guess.
Well, I guess it would terrify a lot of people to meet you, Willis. We have another break coming up before we have the big wrap up. And I'm going to try to bring up at least one of the callers. And hopefully he might have a question for you, Willis. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for the big wrap-up.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here we go for the last 5 minutes of this hour. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I hope you listened to that commercial for American Free Press. I gave you that other 888 number, 888-699-NEWS, and we have the man who is largely responsible for American Free Press here with us tonight, and not to mention the Institute for Historical Review, now defunct, the Spotlight newspaper, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's Willis Cardo. He's been, I think, entertaining and informing us with some what I think are interesting stories, and I think you probably found them interesting, too. You know, we have a couple callers here, Willis. They were calling in even before we announced you were going to be the guest, so I'm going to try to bring at least one of them up here, and maybe his remarks, maybe you'll have a comment on what he has to say. This is Jeff from New Mexico. Jeff, come on up.
Yeah, does Willis think that war is the only answer to bring up the economy from a down cycle, or is he saying that the immaculate they are the ones that are thinking that war is the only way to bring up the economy quicker than what the free market would do?
Well, good question.
I have to tell you, Jeff, frankly, I don't think there's any other way to do it. I think that it either has to be war or it has to be public spending of some sort. And the problem is this, as Lawrence Dennis explained so many times, that the public will not support socialism or public spending, which they equate with socialism. And of course, politicians would have a field day in condemning that. And so the only thing they can do is have these constant wars. Uh-huh. And we're locked into this self-destructive syndrome because of that. Socialism, of course, is not the answer because a managed economy cannot work, and particularly when you have politicians trying to do it. If we had a philosopher king who could spend the money in socially acceptable ways, then socialism would be fine. But we don't have that. So that's the way I see it.
They could be creating these disasters, too, though, as a way of the hurricane, because then after that, now they got these people in Indiana producing these FEMA trailers, and they aren't being distributed right and everything. So they seem to be doing that, too, besides war. They're creating these hurricanes, maybe, and other disasters.
Well, now, you know, you raise a heck of a point. Now, we do know that the United States and the Soviet Union has spent an awful lot on CIA. They spent a lot of money in weather management, and it does bring up the question: is weather being managed today for the benefit of the people who control? And that's a very legitimate question.
Okay.
All right, Jeff. Thanks for your call. We have another caller who's been very patient. We'll try to bring him up real quick. Don from Austin.
Oh, hi there. Yeah.
Don.
Yeah, I go way back to Spotlight, too, and my dad took it. What I called about was, you know, when the recent invasion of Iraq, you heard a lot of news stories about the museums being despoiled,
mm-hmm.
and different charges and records. And it wasn't they were stealing gold. They were trying to destroy information, which are chronologies. I think, Mr. Carter, you might want to investigate this on how Israel obtained its gold.
Well, I tell you,
and you know, Egypt about 4 or 5 months ago made a big outcry. They knew about this, and you know, at the time of the Israeli not captivity, but in fact, Israel's.
Don, I hate to cut you off, but that music's cutting me off too. I want to thank Willis Cardo for popping on board here at such late notice. A lot of fun, and I think people definitely found it as entertaining as I did. So thanks, Willis, and I'll be seeing you soon.
It was a pleasure, Mike.
Okay, thanks a lot. Remember that, folks, AmericanFreePress.net. That's the paper that Willis Cardo makes available to you each week. Please stay tuned here on the Republic Broadcasting Network for lots of good programming ahead this evening.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.